Montes the Vagabond, Zebedee.
Yeah. All right, looks like everybody is here with the exception of Carl.
He is sick. It, honest to God, is sick, so.
We will write that down as being sick.
Okay.
On his birthday, he's sick?
Yeah.
Isn't that perfect timing?
Yes.
He didn't.
That's my kind of luck.
Yeah. And then he said, well, maybe I'll come. And I said, no, if you're sick, you stay.
No, yeah, we don't want to get sick.
We don't need it.
No. We believe in sharing, but there's some things that.
Yes. So I had to go by and pick up his paperwork, which I already gave you.
Would anybody like to adopt our agenda?
I'll move to adopt our agenda.
I'll second it.
Any opposed? Public comments for non-agenda items.
I'm fine with old stuff.
Okay. Approved minutes from regular meeting of January 12, 2019.
That was a long time ago.
Might as well, we can't change
from
anything
Rita.
Anyway. I'll
from Rita.
Accept it.
Rita moves to adopt, to approve the minutes. Anybody want a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
Any opposed? Okay, reports of committees. Road committee. Bill, what would you like to report?
I got a little report here. I have a letter here, too, which I already lost. There it is.
I don't think that one's it.
That needs to be probably not read in, but
that's
the highlights. Who is this by?
That's Carl. Carl.
That's Carl's.
That's from Carl. Okay. Carl evidently did a job walking all the dirt roads. Pointed out we didn't do any preparation for the rainy season. He's correct, but that's just the way it was. He recommended when we start grading the road, we put down a crushed rock on the ascent of Sable, the ascent on Sunview, Halter off of Morgan, and on Country Canyon up to Hackamore. He also stated no work should be done on Country Canyon until all water work is done, finished, or complete. That is also a county road. It's not our road. In addition, he pointed out there had been trash dumped in some areas at Mayor Court. And every time I address the issue, I get told things have changed. It is the county problem. I again in the past checked with our supervisor code enforcement and told me it is the responsibility of the MBA to maintain all roads and easement.
But this
again,
is what we do.
I confirm the trash is in our road and easement and will be picked up by the people who care about their neighborhood. And then he points about no grading on Country Canyon until we resolve all water utility easements. Anyway, I'll give this to the secretary. She'll know what to do with it.
Uh-oh.
He did sign it, so you're going to put his name on it.
Yeah,
it's okay.
As you know, we've been working on a overall report of work that needed to be done. I made up a list of everything. There's no priority, no nothing like that.
Bill, I added one at the very bottom.
But I thought we should discuss it because there's things that are not on here that we need to put on, maybe. Get a general idea of what we're working to and how much, you know, it's all going to add up too. But the first thing was Sand Canyon, the concrete wash. We were probably going to replace that, and the estimated cost on that was $5,000, I believe. And we have two quotes in, both are reputable contractors. Oscar's done some excellent work in the association, And Eaton Construction has also done work in this association. I was very satisfied with the job done by both of them. The next project we're talking about is the road base on Hackamore. Is that right, Randy?
Hackamore is one that could use some.
One of them, and Country Canyon. I don't know the status on Country Canyon, but I will put the road base on Hackamore, road base on Halter, Sable, and I think there was some parts of Appaloosa. We do not have a quote for all of that. I believe that Randy has spoke to Bowman about that.
Bowman Asphalt looked at all the roads, and they're going to be providing us with an estimate and their recommendations, but we have not yet received it.
Okay, but we are working to that. So that will provide road base for Halter, Sable, Hackamore, and other areas. We also want to look into Morgan Lane, an asphalt road on Morgan Lane, and get an AQMD grant. We don't have a price on the Morgan Lane asphalt yet. That's coming from Bowman Construction also. We will have to discuss when we're going to apply, if we're going to apply for the AQMD grant to get the asphalt road. If we do get the grant and we go with it, maybe we can get it done for less than $10,000. Maybe. But that's just an estimate. We also need to put an asphalt sealer on Sand Canyon, Sunview, Horseshoe Lane, and Pasture Avenue. Anyway, we have prices for Sand Canyon from the water company to the campground, and that was from Birch Construction, and it consisted of a 10-pound sand and a spray over the top of it, and that was $30,000. So we can imagine that if we did Horseshoe and Sunview and Pasture, we're looking at probably $70,000 expense. Once again, that's just an estimate, but something that, you know, we can work towards. You know, it's probably impractical right now, but with Brandon's financial statements and the raising of the dues, which we need to do, we can show the people what we're trying to accomplish. The next project was a dirt road sealer. The dirt road sealer would be for Halter, Appaloosa, Hackamore, and Sable. I left certain roads off. I'll explain why later on. Those are the major used roads around the neighborhood. I do not have a price for dirt road sealing, but we are looking into maybe getting our own water truck and putting down the calcium chloride, was it, Randy?
Mm-hmm.
On the roads and creating a dirt sealer. We don't have a price for nothing in this regard, but it's a job that we would like to probably do one time or another. So we'll work to getting prices on the dirt road sealer. Now, again, I put down, apply for a Morgan Lane AQMD grant for a dirt road sealer. That's an option number two. Once again, I don't know what it is. I do know that Bowman works with the AQMD, can recommend a sealer and give us a price maybe. That's just something else we'll be working for. We also need a culvert on Sables up by Audrey's for flood control. The culvert that we have in there now is completely plugged, unworkable, and causes quite a bit of wash across the road. Solutions that I've heard for the culvert is I was told that Randy was willing to donate some pipe. Mm-hmm. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me ask if he's willing to donate his backhoe.
I'm sure we can.
We put a trench across the road. We do it on a Saturday. We get 4 or 5 people up there, and we try and do the whole project in one day. The only thing that I don't understand on that is how to build the culvert on the high side so that it doesn't plug with dirt. And, you know, we're back to stage one again. So that's things that we need to work on. But we might be able to do a project like that in-house, or maybe get some little bit of work from Oscar with concrete or Eaton and building a culvert that we can keep clean and maintain for the drainage. Once again, that's another project with no pricing, but we probably need to do it. Now, on Horseshoe Lane, just past Fern, there's a giant wash that comes down from the hills when it's raining. It has no problem getting on the asphalt road because of all the dirt built up and the wash built up, but when it goes off the downside, it's like, I'll chop an inch this year, I'll take an inch and a half next year, and it's kind of getting bigger and bigger. So I was going to ask Randy and Carl if they would take a look at it and say, hey, well, all we need to do is put down some wooden foundation, pour some concrete, and it's done. Well, once again, we'll get a price from Oscar, get a price from Beaton, and, you know, see if that will be the correct solution. Well, we also need to do road improvements on small dirt roads. Mare Court, Painted Way, Maverick Court, Cutting Way, Philly Way, Agate Way. These are all roads that have one or two residents on the road, and so with the money that we have, we can't spend money on little roads. We need to do big roads first. Right. But we do want that in the general plan. And once again, if we do eventually get a water truck and go the calcium chloride the route, I know that Marcus is willing to drive the truck. We'd have to get water donated or buy water. I have no problem getting a meter, and when we use the water, we pay for it. I don't want people, you know, giving us something they can't afford to give us. So that would be down the line too.
I added one.
Okay, also we need road work done from Maverick Court all the way up to Halter Drive on Sunview. When that road was graded last time, unfortunately it didn't help because the foundation we had up there was removed, exposing nothing but hard base rock that you cannot grade. It's impossible to grade some areas up there. If you did some view from Maverick to Halter, you might be looking at $80,000 in road base and grading and everything else. It needs to be done. You know, I looked at a chart I had. It showed people that pay their dues. There's only 4 lots on Sunview that don't pay their dues. So, you know, they are paying money, and they do need the work, but nobody lives up there except one guy on Cutting Way, I think it is. So once again, you know, we got to work the money, we got to work the job, and it's probably at the end of the list.
I think that much traffic on that road.
Also, those equestrian drive, which I haven't done any checkups on. We do need to check on equestrian drive. There's a short, weird little section there that is part of our association. It's inaccessible through the association, but just a strange little road. Anyway, if we kept working towards all these projects and getting prices and put forth, well, we just start knocking them off when we can, one at a time, doing what the priorities are. One other thing we also need to have is a road budget yearly so that we can have repairs done, stuff done. And in the past, we give $2,000 for a call to handle a tractor grader guy who's done a really good job to fix things, little things, emergency things, things that come up. We need a bag of concrete, we need something, you know, I don't know what. But anyway, it's one giant ambitious project. We need to look at all the work that needed to be done and see what we can do. So then everybody don't look so happy.
I think it's the weather.
I have something.
By the way, that's why I'm not president and not on the board.
I have something to add. In driving around, which I did, Maricourt needs a culvert pretty bad. Going in and out of Maricourt, it's a real bad bump.
Okay.
That miniature Grand Canyon.
Yeah, it really is. It needs it. When we do Audrey's, we ought to do that one too.
Yeah.
And I have one question for Joan. On Appaloosa, they put down a road top, and I've never seen before.
I have emailed him several times.
I think it looked like crushed gravel that Carl was talking about. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Do you know how that's working or holding up?
It's fine where it's
been
placed. You
do it there in the rain?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I won't go, like today I didn't take Appaloosa because it's not graveled from Ricci's place on down, and it gets pretty muddy and gnarly, and so I go all the way around and down Stable.
But anyway, this is a big project. It'll take a lot of people. We have to get Carl involved to help us. He has good connections with Birch Construction, Kern Asphalt, and he has quite a bit of knowledge. He can help supervise the projects we get done, and he can help us put this stuff together. If he wants to work with the board, I am willing to work with him. But last year on the road committee, I was very upset that the president of the road committee didn't like the stop signs and quit, you know, the road committee. I didn't like his treatment of certain individuals at the road committee that caused them to cry. So I was very upset at how he participated on the road committee. If he's willing to be a working member who agrees to majority decisions,
right,
I will be very happy to work with him. I don't always agree with what you guys approve, but when it's approved, I'm not going to put the knife in anybody's back, because I had plenty of time to say my say. I was outvoted. Time to move on and do the project. And if it's going to be like that, it'll be no problem. So, anyway, I've wasted all your time for long enough.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't a waste of time, because I've got some notes for agenda items for our next meeting.
Okay, and then what we can start doing is, come next meeting, maybe we can approve the concrete wash on Sand Canyon, and we'll have a price quote on road base for Hackamore, and some other roads like Sable, Halter, whatever, and see what we can do with whatever funds we have left to spend. Now, you did say we had some money to spend on doing a few things like that, Randy?
Yeah. Eaton's quote for Sand Canyon is $38,500.
Ooh.
How much?
$38,000.
For Sand Canyon?
Mm-hmm.
And what was Oscar's quote?
Now, is that the place in front of your house?
I have to find his. I don't know where his... Here it is. It's probably this one.
Yeah, that's getting bit bad.
Oscar was $4,600.
Well, we like Oscar.
Put it down $5,000. Anyway, Carl
Oscar's
did
the better
job
guy.
Work with Oscar, and I did the job work with Eaton. I think we had the same things, said what we wanted done. And like I said, Oscar's done some fantastic work. So if we release a contract at the next meeting for $5,000 to get the concrete wash done, and then we'll see how much money we have to work on getting road base on certain roads that need it, and who's going to do the grading, who's going to put it down, and we'll work with that, and maybe come April, May, we can release a contract on road base.
Yeah, what Oscar, the difference between the two is Eaton was going to do 100 foot, where Oscar is only going to do... I don't see a measurement on here as to how much he was going to put in.
I thought his was 60. I don't know. Never mind. That's what I thought.
The other was Oscar was doing 6-inch and Eaton's doing 8-inch thick concrete.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We need to go through the quotes, analyze them, and do something next meeting.
Seems like the culverts should be really fairly simple.
How much
simple.
Do you think we'd have to spend on dirt roads and grading?
Well, we haven't got any quotes back yet, so I don't know.
Okay. But as you can see, that's a monumental project to upgrade every road in the neighborhood.
Well, that's because so much has not been done in the past.
And some of them we're going to have to do temporary things to slow things down while we wait for more money.
Right.
But, yeah, we'll have to start figuring it out.
We have to start doing something. We haven't really done anything for a while.
Well, that's why mostly we're going to be grading this year, I think, once the weather
cools. Well, I hope the culverts come in first. They've got to go in. I don't know how you're going to route it around Audrey's house, but I know they had it across and then down into the
right.
other property.
Yeah, she's okay with it running off, but not across her driveway and
right.
screwing her driveway up.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for the report, Bill, and we'll have some stuff for the next agenda.
Yeah, well, I wanted to put a mountain in front of you, Randy.
You did.
Rules Committee, there's nothing really to report other than a few things that will be on our agenda a little bit further down the road here to discuss. So that brings us to officers and directors reports. I guess we might as well start with the secretary's report. Anything to report?
We got notification that two properties are going up for tax sale in March, and they're two of the ones that haven't paid in probably over 10 years. The county's taking its sweet time.
Yep.
But I believe both of them have liens on them. So the liens go with the land. So as long as there is a lien, we can bill the new owner, whoever buys it.
Only two, huh?
Yep.
Because there was more than that on their
list.
I
know. But,
yeah.
Well, they
pick and choose which ones to do, too.
We only got notices for two.
Yeah.
Maybe they're doing more, but we got the notices.
Okay.
Maybe it's because those two, well, most of them have liens on them, the ones that are
Yeah, they've
due.
All had
yeah.
them. They may not be up to date, no. but they all have had liens on them.
Yeah.
Okay.
We also found out it takes an awful lot to remove a lien. Their prices went up more than threefold.
Yeah.
Well, that's the $75 fee that we're having to pay that was thank you to our governor.
Yeah.
He put that fee, which is actually just a tax, to give to the state, because the county has to collect it, goes to the state. They don't get anything for it. And neither do we.
I know, we definitely don't. We just
yeah.
send it out.
And we're going to have that fee when we go to put liens on, too. It's going to be the same fee on both, yep, putting it on and taking it off.
You have to make sure
$75 each and every lien.
Each and every document.
Which means each
yeah.
and every year that we do that, it's going to be $75 out of the association for liens.
We They have to consider.
It's actually going to be more than $75 because of whatever they charge for the particular documents.
Correct.
Didn't it come out to be something like $101?
It was $101.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The lien releases.
Yep. Yep, that's what we're looking at to file the liens. And if we don't file the liens, we don't get our...
Right.
We can't protect our assessments.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this
state is... Catchy either way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. They're really bad.
Okay. Treasurer's report.
Well, I went to the bank yesterday and deposited $978.57. Our new balance is $32,224.94. And I've gone over the statements and we do balance.
Yay!
My statement, my book looks terrible, but I did it and I got it all straightened out.
Okay. Well, while we're on the subject of the treasurer's report.
Oh, my goodness.
I haven't yet given you... the report from the
this is the garbage that Assembly Bill, what was the number of that stupid thing? I should have it memorized by now. I forget what the Assembly Bill number is. I've got it here somewhere. Oh, there it is. AB 2912. These are all the different things that we are going to be required to review monthly.
Oh, wow.
Which means that we have to compile these reports monthly.
That's ridiculous.
So anyway, these are not accurate because we were not up to date, especially with moving the board meeting up a week as far as getting all this input. But this gives us an idea of the stuff that we are going to have to review as a board every month and approve. To be in compliance with state law. The first one is a reconciliation summary of the checking account. So that's the current status as of the date that I ran this report, which is November. You know, and it gives us the account balance, what was the deposits and the checks. It's just a basic reconciliation. The same thing for the reserve account, and I had to go clear back to September to find any place where there was any activity because we don't do much with that account. It's just a savings account. But there's the reconciliation of that. Then we have to do a comparison of our income and expenses for the month versus the budget. So there's a profit and loss, which is income and expenses, versus actual. So that's a nice little report that we'll have to go over each month. And again, basically it shows that we had a net income of $125 according to this report for the month of January. But of course not everything is in January because we haven't had, you know, we haven't done January. Because, yeah. I mean, we're only on the 2nd. That's going to be another problem. I mean, even though our board meetings are the 2nd Saturday, that means that we have just a week to 2 weeks to get all this up to date and do all these reports. So we'll see how that works out.
Who do the reports go to?
The board has to review them. That's all.
Oh.
It's just paperwork that we have to do and say that we did it. They don't go to anybody other than the board.
That's ridiculous.
Well, can't we just say we did it?
Yeah.
Who's gonna?
I'm with Joan.
Well, again, the only way to show that we did it is something like this. This goes with the minutes, and here's our report.
Oh, my goodness.
The next thing on here is we have to do a... well, actually, I think we skipped one here. Let me see. I put numbers on the top of these. Yeah. Four is missing. The fourth item on the list is we have to look at the bank statements. No, it's not in here because I didn't have them.
Okay.
Number four is the bank statements. We have to look at the bank statements for both accounts.
I brought them.
Yeah, that's fine. But that's what we'll have to do. We have to put those in here as well each month. Then we get to the check register. And, you know, again, most of this stuff is ridiculous because we just did a reconciliation. Now we have to look at the check register.
I don't want
to
show you
that. Oh, that's right. Here. I printed one out.
Good.
So that's the one that's got number 6 on top of it.
Because
in the right
our
corner.
Register looks terrible.
What page are we on, Randy?
6.
6.
Oh, thank you.
That's the check register for both accounts. The reserve account, and actually it's not a check register, it's the register. It's the reserve account, it's not a checking account.
General ledger.
Then after that, we have to go over the general ledger, which is ridiculous. That's, 9 pages.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Because it lists all the accounts and everything, and most of them, there's no activity because there isn't any activity. This is this is designed for multi-million-dollar condo complex.
That's right.
Rules are made for, not for us. But they don't bother to say, except little bitty organizations.
Exclude us,
yeah.
They don't exclude it for amount of money. They could put a cap on it.
Yep.
You don't have to do it. And above that,
what they're after is they want to make sure, because there's even more rules that apply if we have the management company do this. And their goal is they want the board in an open meeting to go over these things so that the board can't say, well, we didn't know. We didn't know somebody was taking all the money. We didn't know.
Yeah.
That's the purpose of this. The board can't say we didn't know anymore because we went over it every month.
But I don't think it's good to put down this last one, customer balance.
It's required by law.
I don't think that's right.
It's required by law. We have to do, anybody that has a past due balance, we have to do a list every month. Delinquent assessments receivable.
Well, some of these you can cut off.
I weeded out the names, but the lot numbers are in here because we have to have something to identify.
We're actually supposed to use their tax or the APN, ATN, instead of the lot numbers, but...
It doesn't make any difference. They're both public records.
Well, they're both public records.
So... But anyway, this is the delinquent assessments receivable.
Mm-hmm. Lot one's all paid up. It doesn't need $5.
There we go.
Some of these will be finding small errors here and there.
Because he paid up.
Lot one is paid up.
Yeah, he's paid up.
Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason it threw a late charge on it. So I'll have to go back and look at it. But yeah, there'll be some corrections to make.
So I need to go through the file and check on these.
Yeah, we'll go through it all. We've got to get everything up to date. But anyway, this is the stuff that we're going to have to do. We'll get to this, though, when we get to discussion item 8 to decide how we're going to do this. But I wanted to do this. This will be the normal treasurer's report.
This is open to anybody that comes in.
It has to be done in an open board meeting.
I don't think that's fair.
We have to do it in a board meeting. It's an open meeting.
I guess they really don't care what I think, huh?
I just think it's wrong to have that.
Well, these people that are writing these rules, they got nothing to do with any of this stuff. They just sit there in their ivory office.
This is written by somebody that was mad at their homeowners association.
Exactly. You're right. It sounds like my son's homeowners
association. Yeah, but it seems to me like us being small, we shouldn't have to, like you said, we have to make copies for everybody and stuff. I don't think so.
Well, for the board. Only the board has to review it, but we have to do it in an open board meeting.
Yes.
There is an exception, and we'll get to that when we get to item 8, and we'll decide how we're going to do it.
Isn't there something from, the Privacy Act or something that would stop us? Where to go?
No, we can't give out personal information. Which would be names, addresses, phone numbers, social security numbers.
But all you have to do is get the lot number and you can get the address.
Well, that's all public information. We're not giving it out. So we're protected. We're not giving the information out.
We're not giving any information that
came to public. Right.
According to the management company, we should be using the ATN and not the lot number.
Yeah.
Because the lot number is a lot easier to...
I don't know what an ATN is. I'm sorry.
It's
Assessor's tax number.
An APN is Assessor's parcel number.
Parcel number.
Yeah. Actually, those are easier to look up than our lot number.
That's
our lot number, the only person that has that is the parcel maps and us.
That's right.
And I put maps up. Anybody that wants to grab a map.
Yeah, but it doesn't tell you whose parcel is whose. That's why I'm saying they would actually have to get our membership rolls to match the lot numbers up.
Yeah.
And only a member can have that. So at least that it's actually, as far as I can see, that's less available information than if we used APN. But we could go to APNs. We could tie everything to an APN.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
That's a pain in the ass because Kern County,
they change them and they're longer.
I guess that's not fair.
Well, if nobody bitches, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm tired of all this.
I know it.
It's
They tell you can't do this, then they tell you got to do this. And then, but that, they conflict constantly.
Right.
It's a It's a disaster.
They're just making it ridiculous.
Well, because we have people that we pay to sit up there and make rules all day long.
I don't.
They think they have to make rules.
Yep. And so we just get more rules.
We understand nobody's paying us. We're volunteers.
It's one of the things they need to put a new. They need to put a new rule in place for themselves. It needs to go in the California Constitution. For every new rule, you got to get rid of an old rule.
Yeah.
Right. You're right.
Can't have a new rule unless you're getting rid of an old one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
God, that's awful.
Well, that takes care of reports unless any of our directors have anything they would like to report.
I did some work on Morgan Lane, and I opened up the drainage ditch so it reaches the concrete wash instead of running across Morgan Lane putting the rivulets in. I also noticed that behind Randy on the TV screen is one of his favorite projects.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a little while.
A little while?
Yeah, it's on here. It's on here.
Okay.
We got a lot to cover today.
You don't have a date, do you?
I have water running down my driveway.
Oh, there's a leak.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
An uncooperative water man.
And I can't get that's just what I said, I can't get the water guy to take the lock off of my meter so I can turn it off.
Got bolt cutters?
Yes, I do, and that's probably what's going to happen this afternoon, so I'll probably have a great big lawsuit against me.
I said, if you have proof that you've tried to contact him more than once?
Well, I don't. Oh, yeah, it's on my phone. It's like, yeah.
Then heck yeah, I'd be out there. I know my husband would be out there.
The water bill's going to go high.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this will get us to number 7, discussion and possible action approving quote for insurance coverage, authorizing president to sign documents needed to bind coverage. And that is why we had to move the meeting up a week, because we have to have this back to the insurance company by next week. Well, we don't have to send them a check. We just have to sign the paperwork.
Oh, good.
We can send them a check separate.
No,
just so we can see what it is.
Okay.
So we can go over what's going on. There's two things. There's two different quotes in here, you'll see. The first quote includes $75,000 of employee dishonesty coverage. The second quote was without that. And the reason that there's the first quote with that coverage is, again, Assembly Bill 2912. It requires now that we have employee theft coverage. And the amount has to be a total of 3 months' worth of assessments plus our reserves. And towards the end of the year, our reserves and 3 months worth of assessments would exceed that slightly. However, I expect that we will do grading and such during the summer before our assessments come in, which won't be, you know, until then they won't be deposited in the reserve account. So that would mean that if you take that into account, we will stay below the $50,000. So we don't need to increase it to $75,000. When I first looked at it, I added up the assessments and reserve account, and it came up to about $70,000. But when I thought about the fact that we're going to pay to have some road grading done, which will bring it back down, we should be under the $50,000 limit. The original quote, that insurance company covers up to $50,000. So, but whenever we go above that amount, it takes another insurance company to write the insurance for that, because the first insurance company only covers up to $50,000. They do not cover above that.
If this is just for dishonesty, we don't have $50,000 worth to worry about taking out.
Well, that's what they're saying, though, is we do, because we've got the total amount that's in the reserve account.
Reserve account.
Plus the assessments. So somebody could write a check and take all of our money.
No, it's takes two signatures.
Yeah. It's not too likely to happen.
It won't be a somebody. It'd be two somebodies.
And that
yeah,
70...
Mexico's lovely this time of year. I don't like Mexico, but...
The thing is our how much we have is not enough for anybody to run off with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, make a nice vacation.
Yep, then you got to come back.
Big yeah. hobby.
But yeah, the $75,000 worth of coverage, you know, adds up to, what was it, $301. So my recommendation is that we don't bother with that because we won't go above that amount. And after we do the road maintenance, we won't be above that amount again until 2024. So in 2024, we'll see what they've done to the law to change it anyway. We'll probably have to have $1 million coverage.
And we won't be here.
So, okay, I'm not understanding the property coverage. We don't have...
That's the roads.
Anything that... Sewer backup, building ordinance?
Mm-hmm. Primarily what this would cover is loss to the roads. If we have a road washed out, we have some coverage. Now, except it doesn't cover flood. And it doesn't cover earthquake, so I'm not sure what damage to our property.
What are they talking about?
Yeah.
The only two things that we need it for.
And we don't have trees and shrubs.
No.
But it's one of those coverages that we're covered for as part of our, it's part of the package for our general liability.
Yeah.
Signs, if somebody hits one of our signs, it's actually covered. We have insurance for it. You know, that's, yeah. They're looking at condo complexes where people knock over trees.
Exactly.
You got buildings. Yeah, we have
and
so little.
It's usually about $600 or $800 a month.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, but the main thing is the general liability, the workers' comp, and then the D&O is required as well under that AB 2912, and the employee dishonesty. You'll also see on here the commercial umbrella. That's because the policy only covers $1 million, if I remember correctly, and the umbrella is for the additional $1 million that's now required by law. Now, again, these people make up these rules. They don't care what it costs.
No, they don't.
But I'll guarantee that they're complaining to their homeowners association, how come our dues keep going up?
Yeah.
But anyway, I would recommend we go with the last quote that's in here. That's the older quote, and that's the one without the extra coverage.
Yeah.
Because, again, I think we're defensible on that. We're not going to have that much in the bank this year because we're going to spend it before the assessments come in. Because we don't get the assessments until November. So as long as we spend about $20,000 between now and November, we won't have that much money. And another way that we can keep that down, we do not have to include our operating funds in that amount. It's only the reserve account. So if the money is, you know, we've been transferring money into the, trying to transfer money into the reserve account because we get interest on it. This is one of the things that we'll probably have to put on the next agenda.
I'm not sure we want to do that anymore.
No.
Well, I think that we need to open a third bank account.
I was going to say, save it somewhere else.
We should have as a third bank account that is just the reserves. Everything else goes into the first savings account. And every year we put the reserve money into the reserve account, and the operating money stays in the savings account. And then, like we've talked about before, we transfer from that savings account the amount we expect to spend each month into our operating checkbook. So in the meantime, we get interest on all this stuff.
Yeah.
The interest doesn't add up to much, but at least it's interest.
Well, yeah.
It's better than nothing.
No, they don't pay you very much.
No, interest. Not anymore. But at least that way we can keep things segregated and keeps the reserve amount down where it's actually just the reserves. We're going to have to do something anyway because...
It's just pennies.
Right now we've got that... We were trying to build up that $25,000 for emergencies, you know, if we get sued or something because we've got that deductible on our insurance. If that's in the reserve account, we technically have to borrow it and pay it back within 1 year.
Holy cow.
Because that's the law when it comes to reserves. So if we call that a reserve account, then we can't use it for that. That's why it needs to be in a savings account, and then money gets put into the reserve account that is just for the reserves.
How much do we have to have in a reserve account?
Well, that's what that big old budget that we talked about before was for the end of the year, and that, you know, that's, it's not that we have to have, it's what we anticipate having, and whether or not it's going to cover our expenses, which it won't. But
so we still need the $25,000.
We're going to have to review all that and come up with a new plan based on keeping that $25,000 separated so we have it available for emergencies rather than in the reserve account.
Hand me a muffin. My brain needs sugar.
I know. This stuff's a
mine
mess.
Too.
I mean, it's an absolute mess.
This is over my head, people.
Yeah. I
never did any of the paperwork.
Again, this stuff's geared for multi-million-dollar, you know, condo complexes. But we're going to try and keep it as simple as we can. But this is just it's a learning experience, though, too. Once we have this stuff set up, it's going to be, you know, it'll be second nature.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll have that on another agenda to see about a third bank account, and I'll look at some of these numbers and see how we can rearrange it to make it still all work.
While we're on the statement thingy, I checked with the bank and asked them what we have to do to have our statements internet. And we can't, there's no paperwork. You have to do it on the internet. You have to look it up and sign up on the internet.
When I was going through some of my old MBA stuff, I found what I think is the paperwork that explains probably my password and everything else for doing that.
Yes. It set up, and I just got an email that expired. It expired, and I didn't renew mine. So
I'll get on there and see what we can do to get it set up so we can get access.
I don't do it.
These things up a little. Okay. So anyway, what we need to do is decide what we're going to do on the insurance so we can get this bound next week so we don't run out of coverage. And part of the reason, he said if this was just a renewal of our old policy, it wouldn't have been any problem. But because the insurance company that we used to have quit writing homeowners insurance, they had to get a new insurance carrier, and so this is a brand new policy. So it has to be physically filled out and sent in and everything by the 7th.
And how much do we have to pay them? I can't find them.
$4,652 if we go with the second option, the older one. And that's $300 more than what it was the year before.
Yeah.
Another $300 increase.
Because I don't see it.
I make a motion we go with the older.
So let's pay.
I'll second.
Oh, here it is.
Last page.
Yeah, I found it. So it took me a while. I don't understand this stuff.
I don't either.
And I never wanted to.
Okay, anybody opposed? Okay, I'll bind our coverage and we'll have insurance.
Just let me know when you want a check.
Yeah. If I remember right, I don't think we send them a check. We did that last year, and what happened is we overpaid because it also includes the workers' comp, which we already paid for. So we have to take $377.
They'll send us a statement, won't they?
Yeah.
They did last year, yeah.
Exactly. They'll send us a statement. We send them a check. Yeah. And I'll verify that when I send it back to them. Okay, that gets us to discussion and possible action to change processes and procedures to comply with civil code changes resulting from AB 2912. And let's see, what was this? Irwin is this guy's name that sponsored this bill, so we have Irwin to thank. Irwin is one of our representatives that loves to help us out. Anyway, the first 2 pages of this bill. Oh, I guess it'd help if I gave everybody a copy of it so you know what I'm talking about. Almost lost it.
I'm sorry, I have the paper limit. I cannot.
Well, this is fire starter.
I appreciate this.
This is fire starter when you go home and want to warm the house back up.
Yeah.
Okay, like I said, the first 2 pages of this are pretty meaningless for us. I mean, this whole section 5380, which takes up the whole second page, is all about if we have a managing agent operating for us, if we hired the management trust. we would have to comply with all this garbage. So the main thing that applies to us is the second page, and everything on the second page applies to us. 5500, section 5500 of the Civil Code is what we discussed with the treasurer's report. That's that list of everything that we have to review. Now, I said that there was an exception. That's 5501. The review requirements of section 5500 may be met when every individual member of the board or a subcommittee of the board consisting of the treasurer and at least one other board member reviews the documents and statements described in 5500 independent of a board meeting, so long as the review is ratified at the board meeting subsequent to the review and that ratification is reflected in the minutes of that meeting. Now I'll translate that. What that means is that we can send that that list of all those things out to everybody on a monthly basis, so everybody can do this at their own leisure at home and come to a board meeting and say that, yes, I have reviewed this and I vote to approve it. Or we can form a committee with at least one other board member and the treasurer to review this and report at the board meeting that they have reviewed it and the board votes to approve it. Those are the two ways around doing it in an open board meeting. Again, there's nothing wrong with doing it in an open board meeting. It's not anything that we are trying to hide, but it is going to take us probably an hour. Well, not really. It's about 15, 20 minutes worth to go over it all. But again, everybody can either do it at home before a board meeting and then we can approve it, or we can form a committee to approve it. Those are the two ways to work around doing the whole mess at the board meeting. It's just a matter of which do we think is easier. Personally, I think we're probably going to do more and get it done if we actually do it at a board meeting. Yeah. Unless we want to put together a finance committee that does these things, which we pretty much are doing now because I'm going to be working with Rita to try and do the get her up to speed on QuickBooks and everything anyway. So it would be possible to form a committee, and then we could, when we're done doing this, we can review it and approve it. But that kind of negates the purpose of this. The purpose of this is for an independent review. And if we're the ones doing the books and we're the ones reviewing it, that kind of takes out that independent review. So, again, we can do it. It's just I don't know if that's the best method or not, or if it would be better. And that I forgot about that when we were talking
don't
about the insurance.
Don't pick up any more papers.
I don't know if it was on this. No, it wasn't on this. It was on the paperwork I had to fill out for the insurance quote. There are a few things that we are required by our insurance company to be doing when it comes to the finances as well. One of those things is whoever does the inputting of everything and whoever makes the deposits and writes the checks cannot reconcile the check, the account, the bank statements.
Oh, goody, I'm out.
You have to have somebody else reconcile the bank statements.
Where do they get off dictating that?
Well, because if you want insurance, because they cover theft, so if you want insurance,
oh,
you have to comply
make sure,
with their
make
rules.
Sure it's not stealing.
So somebody, exactly, somebody else has to reconcile it.
Oh,
so they say,
God.
What's this check for? You know, that's
yeah.
the purpose. But again,
but I write down.
We can cover that because me and Rita are going to be working together on that stuff, so I can reconcile the bank statements and she can input all that and do the bank deposits. So it's easy to cover that. But I forgot about that. I needed to mention that when we were talking about the insurance because that's one of the insurance company's rules.
I don't know if I can remember all these
rules. Yeah, this is getting ridiculous.
Well, this is where we have to start writing some of these things down into processes and procedures. We need a procedures manual that tells us, and we need that anyway because when boards change,
yeah.
all this is lost each and every time, and it's got to be learned all over again.
Yeah. Start all over.
Need a procedures
yeah.
manual. You do this,
and
this.
In trouble.
So we have to start making notes of these things and start working on our
Heck,
procedures
I'm trying,
manual.
I'm still trying to put down what I'm supposed to do to put it in open.
I know.
I can open QuickBooks.
And we're still trying to figure out what we have, you know, trying to write rules and everything else that none of this has ever been put on paper.
Yeah.
So
oh,
it's something else for us to work at. I mean, we're not going to get it done this year. We're not going to get it done next year. But we keep chipping away at it. Eventually, we'll have something to leave behind for the next people.
And there better be some next people.
Yeah, well, there, you know, we, what are we, two years on a board, then...
But I need some coffee.
Somebody new comes in and they got to start all over again.
But anyway, we can form a committee to do this, or I think personally for now, we just bring it to the board meetings and see how it works out. We can always form a committee down the road if that seems to work better, but, the issue with sending it out to everybody, and not everybody has email, so you can't email it to everybody, so that means mailing it too. That takes time. As it is, we're going to be pressed to get this stuff done in a week to 2 weeks before a board meeting after the end of the month. So it's going to be very difficult to even do the current month like they want. If we try mailing it to everybody to look at ahead of time, it isn't going to happen anyway. We'll still be going over it at the board meeting. So I think it's, for now, we should just leave it as a board meeting. And we don't need to vote on anything. It's just we all need to be aware of it. We will work on a policy. That gets us to the next part of this. I forgot. We're only in the very first part of this. So that takes care of 5501. 5502, notwithstanding any other law, transfer of greater than $10,000 or 5% of the association's total combined reserve and operating account deposits, whichever is lower, shall not be authorized from the association's reserve or operating accounts without prior written board approval. This section shall apply in addition to any other applicable requirements of this part. Well, that means that anytime we write a check or we transfer money from the checking account to the reserve account or vice versa, that is more than 5% of our total combined reserve and operating account deposits, we have to have written board approval to do that. So that means we can't write a check or anything without a board meeting. And
for how much? I mean, for anything?
About $2,500 is 5%.
Okay.
But then that depends. As our amounts, as our reserve account goes down, that amount goes down.
Yeah, we do.
And it goes down quickly. If we spend $20,000 or $30,000 on roads this year, our total in the reserve and operating account is going to be probably somewhere around $20,000. That's all. So 5% of 20,000, that's what, that's $1,000. So any check over $1,000 requires board approval.
Ooh, wow.
So, and that number changes constantly. So
I'm not good at math.
In order to keep this manageable, we probably need to set an amount, either $200 or $500, that everything above that amount requires written board approval before the check gets written.
I think we ought to just leave it at 5.
And that'll bring us back to something I discussed way back when that we never did. Mm-hmm. We probably need to start a purchase order procedure. So whenever there's a bill or something like that we need to pay that's going to be over that amount, we do a written purchase order. That way when we have a board meeting, the secretary signs that the board approved it. Now we have our written, because it says it's got to be written. Now we have our written documentation that it's approved. And then the treasurer, once the treasurer gets that signed purchase requisition, can spend the money. That gives us a paper trail that covers us for this.
Yeah, but sometimes, like when I've gone out to get cement or sandbags or whatever we needed, we can't wait for the board to approve it. It had to be done now.
That's why we use a credit card. That's not writing a check.
Oh, okay.
And it's not transferring money.
Okay.
Now to pay the check, now to pay the credit card bill, the board's going to have to approve it.
And just so you all know, I used a credit card and bought a stamp, two stamps, one for each of us, and it was $32.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. This is how we work around some of these things. That's one of the purposes of the credit card. That takes care of the purchases that we need to make because it's an indebtedness, but we're not writing a check. So the board still has an opportunity to approve it before it's paid.
So if the whole board doesn't approve it, we don't have to pay it?
Well, if the board does not vote to approve it, we can't pay it. Yeah, and then they have to sue us.
When you want to buy stamps, because because when you buy stamp shit, it costs around $600.
You have to use the credit card.
Yeah. Well, I know. Well,
and then we do a purchase requisition for it, and the board will approve it.
Where do we get the purchase requisition?
I'll make you one. I've got
them. Thank you.
Yeah, I've had them for years. I've been using them for years. It's nothing.
You're going to need more than that little box for your paperwork.
This is good. I'm so glad.
QuickBooks has got a very poor purchasing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very poor.
I know you have Secretary Treasurer right now.
In fact, to get their getting their purchasing stuff, you have to get the Enterprise version, which is $1,200.
We're going to work together.
But again, this is why we have to start putting together written procedures.
Right.
Here's a manual. Here's how you do this stuff. We're going to have to start writing it down. But I'll get us up to speed on purchase requisitions so that we can comply with this. I think that's going to be actually the simplest way. As unsimple as it is, it's the simplest way.
We'll do a lot of the profit and loss stuff. But.
Oh, yeah. The reports are pretty easy in QuickBooks. I've made notes of which reports to do to make those reports that I did. Okay. So that takes care of 5502.
Old lady, my brain doesn't work like this.
Yeah.
5806, we already covered. That was the rule regarding our insurance and how much insurance we have to have for employee theft. So basically, the biggest things out of this is what we have to review monthly and the fact that we have to have written approval for spending money.
So what do you say? These numbers you have down here, this is where we're covered?
That was my notes when I was trying to figure out how much money we would have. At what point we would exceed the $50,000. But like I said, we came out with the 3 months worth of assessments is about $7,400. So you take that away, that means whenever our reserve account exceeds $42,000, then we have to have higher coverage. We exceed the $50,000.
We'll have to worry.
No, we won't, because like I said, this year, by the time we spend money to do roads, and then when the new assessments come in, we'll still be below that $42,000. So
Aaron,
we're fine.
I've been so proud of our accounts at the $32,000. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Now I don't want to put any more in there.
Yeah.
Well, we've got two of them. We get those straightened out. We're going in there.
Okay. Well, like I said, there's no real action that we need to take on this. I just wanted everybody to be aware of the headaches.
I
will work on
anymore.
Purchase orders and some procedures so that we can keep track of this. We need an actual accounting procedures manual anyway.
Yeah.
That goes through all this stuff that we have to do. It's just a pain. It takes so long to write these procedures. Okay, so that takes care of 8. No action.
My paperwork. Oh my God, he's got more.
Oh yeah. Number 9 was review and discuss prior board action authorizing President Hardenberg to discuss association matters with council. No other member may engage council on behalf of the association without prior board action. I don't remember what board meeting we did that at, but I did find it one time.
I do remember why we did it.
Yeah.
And I think it was not the last.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it almost our very first?
The
last?
It was in the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a ways. But anyway, I just wanted a reminder of that for new board members, but we'll have to probably bring it up again just to make sure we cover it.
Well, shouldn't we have a board approval when we're going to talk to lawyers?
That's what this
says.
Because
lawyers cost us a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talked to lawyers before, nothing was ever reported in any kind of minutes. And it's not very satisfactory.
We didn't have any bills when we talked to
lawyers. At this point in time, I'm the only one that's authorized to discuss anything with counsel without bringing it to the board first. Everything else has to go to the board. I've already been authorized.
Counsel, he's talking to the lawyer.
And so far, we have done very, 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 very little with our lawyer.
Have we had a bill from him at all?
No. And I don't think we'll have one for my last conversation because it was a few minute conversation on his drive home from work.
Yeah.
So I doubt it if we're going to see a bill for that. And if it is, it's less than it's a half an hour, probably minimum. But I doubt it if we'll see anything on that question.
What happens if somebody else talks to him?
I've already informed Mr. Linford that nobody else is authorized. So if anybody else talks to him, they have to pay the bill.
That's right.
Rather than us.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what it's for. If anybody else wants to discuss association business with him, it's on them. They have to pay it. They have to pay the bill.
Is there anything about you giving us a report on your discussion with Lewis?
We never put anything in there, but that would be something that will definitely be done because it's association business. It needs to go to the board. And there's very few things. I am very adverse to using attorneys unless we absolutely need to.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
There are going to be times.
It costs much money.
In fact, some of the stuff that we're doing right now with rules and things, we may want to have looked at, but I don't think it's enough to be something that's going to cause us a problem. It probably is not worth spending the money to have an attorney review it.
If we have a problem, then we'll go to him. Otherwise,
yeah. Sometimes you want to do it proactively, but again, it's the things that we're going to do. The worst that will happen is somebody contests it, and we say, okay, well then we'll have our attorney rewrite the rule and we'll start over, and then that way it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay. That brings us to number 10. Discussion and possible action to cure exclusive use of association property. We have another letter from Desi and Desi.
Oh, God.
No big deal. I've already emailed Fawn, and there's no real problem. She just wanted to find out for sure what happened on Fernhill before she went back to court.
Oh, thank God.
So I don't think she's going back to court at this point because I told her, hey, we did it. At least the majority of it.
Man, that's a lot of writing.
Oh, there's a lot of writing all over the place. And here's the original you can file. Let's see, I thought, did I not make copies of my response?
Yeah! Isn't it on?
Oh, yeah, it's probably stapled. That's why there's so many pages. Never mind. Okay, I did this last night, so I didn't do a very thorough response, but
that's because he never sleeps.
I did at least cover the basics of what she had in her letter and basically tell her that I'm the one that went out there and put the ditch across Fern Hill to slow traffic down. But that the rocks keep creeping out into the road and that we're addressing that. In fact, the last time I was up there to fix the dip, I took the tractor and removed the rocks rather violently.
They're not there anymore then.
They're scattered.
You can bring them to my place. I need some big rocks.
But basically, I just apologize for any inconvenience we may have caused with our dip and that we'll maintain the road like we've been doing. And to please let us know if there's a problem instead of creating a bigger problem.
You
know, let us know when there's a problem and we'll go out and fix it. There is an issue with the signs that I've put in here. We put up new signs. Well, there's more signs.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they're complaining about that because some of them are no trespassing signs.
Who are those signs?
Well, I can only give you a guess, but I probably don't need to give you a guess.
They didn't do that round one.
I was going to say they didn't look like anything we put up.
So this is some of what we need to discuss right now. What are we going to do about these things?
Those have to come down.
That's what my. As far as I know, those signposts are ours.
They're ours.
We put them up, all of them. So there's three right now. There's two, one on each side of the road at the boundary, and then one on the other end of Fern Hill at Angel's property line.
I don't know if we put that one up.
Okay. That's what I needed to know, because if we didn't put that one up, then, well, we can still touch it because it's in our easement. Right. It's in our road.
We didn't put the one when he first goes onto his property. We put the other two.
Okay. So the one on his property, what we need, or on our property that he put up, we need to send him a letter telling him to remove it immediately.
Yeah.
And if it's not removed in 10 days, we will remove it for him.
Is it up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's got a no trespassing, and it's got a 10-mile-an-hour speed limit sign, and something about horses.
Does he sit up there and just think of things to do?
Yep.
I don't know where his. We did put up some horse signs, but we didn't do it there. And we didn't put up the one for Neighborhood Watch either.
Mm-mm. How can he put up no trespassing on...
Because he thinks
it's his road. He puts whatever he wants up. Well, yeah, he wants it to be his road.
But it is not. It is.
It belongs to the association, plain and simple.
Well, it also goes on through. It's a public road.
It certainly is now. That was one of the things in my research. I went back and read the stuff that we have given him in the past, or given Desi, I mean,
yeah.
And what they have recorded with the county recorder's office, and we gave them easements on every road in the association, which I don't understand why.
I don't understand
about
it. Because
basically we gave up our property rights to our roads, to everybody in that area over there.
I have no idea when that happened.
I don't remember either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it happen? Was it under on the last board? I don't know when it happened.
Jason signed a letter.
Oh, well, okay.
And it explicitly gave them an easement on all of our roads.
Why? What were they supposed to do with our roads?
Nothing. They just wanted legal access to them, and they've got it.
That's wrong.
Well, nothing we can do about it now.
Mm-mm.
So, but anyway, so...
Well, I'm not understanding. I thought they were public anyway.
No,
they're private roads. I don't remember the letter you're talking about.
They're private roads, but we keep them open to the public because that's what our deed says, but it doesn't mean they're public roads. They are private roads. And open to the public could mean that we have a gate and, you know, you have to have a legitimate reason to come in. They're still open, but you have to have a reason. But once you give an easement, then no, you don't have to have any reason. You just, because I feel like driving on them. Yeah, so it was not a very smart move. And Wangler is one of them that reviewed it.
Okay.
Yep, Wangler reviewed it.
It was the last board.
Yep, that was one of the things where I did not like Wangler right there, because that did not protect the association.
No, not at all.
I mean, I know they were trying to prevent any kind of litigation.
Confrontation.
You know, but that's something where I would have dug my heels in, but... Anyway, it's water under the bridge, but we need to be aware of it.
Okay.
Because when I started to write this letter to Desi, I started to enforce our property rights. And then I went back and looked, and no, we can't.
We don't have one.
Yeah. So.
That was a bad deal.
But anyway.
Then why can't we undo it?
Because it's been recorded with the county recorder's office. We gave them permission. Explicitly.
Next time you talk to them, as they use in our association roads for access to their association, ask them if they like to make a financial contribution.
Right.
To make
they don't have to.
Yeah.
We gave them an easement.
No, it didn't say tell them to. It didn't say a free easement.
Mountain Valley Association gave them an easement. See, we're bound by the decisions of prior boards.
You know.
Of course.
I hate to get involved in all of this. But there's also legal paperwork that Angel and Fran have that said that it's private property and Fern ends so far, and the road coming down does not go all the way through.
Yeah,
that is incorrect.
They went through this for the lawyers, they went through this for the supervisor. I don't know why they didn't correct it on the injunction. But they want us to do their work, they want us to spend our money, and everybody wants us to fight their battles.
Right.
Well, we're not fighting that battle.
No.
Not at all. There is no battle. That road is open.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to do about it.
Overturn the injunction that they have.
But anyway, the issue up there was that somebody got stuck in the little dip. Because the dip got full of water and turned to a mud hole. And somebody got stuck in it. But again, they didn't tell us. Once I found out about it, we went up there and rectified the problem.
What did not help the situation was people getting stuck in the road, then walking up to Angel's house at 1 o'clock in the morning, and banging on his door, getting him up, and telling him to pull their car up.
Yep. And it's because they blamed him for putting the dip there, because nobody bothered to ask.
And he's already a very mild, timid cat.
But again, the problems, none of it is our problem. The problem there is there's a battle between his neighbors and him, and so on both sides it's a problem, because they both make it worse.
Yeah.
Rather than trying to rectify anything, they want to turn it into a battle.
Yeah.
They put the first gate up, they put it across, and they put a padlock on it, and they disallowed this association from having any entrance at all.
Yep.
So, I don't get it. Don't get it.
I'm hopeful that we've got it, that we're getting this resolved. The problem that we've got right now, though, is the encroachments onto our property. The other thing that's been being done up there is Angel keeps putting rocks out in the road about 4 feet away from his fence because he says that they keep hitting his fence. The last time that I was up there while they were both yelling at me because I was fixing the road, I told them, well, if they're hitting your fence, move your fence back out of the road. And that did not make them happy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if they keep on, we'll just tell them, okay,
but that's
move
the
your
fact.
Fence.
If their fence is getting hit, it's too close to the road because it's actually built in the road.
Yeah,
so
I do
move
have,
it.
I do
also
have pictures of those trucks going that are gone now. They were this far away from his fence.
And his horses got injured.
But again, his fence is in the road.
His fence is in the road, so what difference is it?
Move your fence back from the road.
At that time, I don't think we would.
The water damage at that location is caused by drainage from his property.
Yeah.
We don't go where all that flooding is. That drainage ditch is below where his property all floods. But somehow we're responsible for it all.
Well, if it runs out onto our road, then we have to channel it.
It flows uphill.
We have to channel it.
Fran was out here at the meeting that we discussed that, and she said she thought it was a good idea.
They don't like it anymore.
Okay.
But anyway, again, I think what we're going to need to do, we need to send them a letter telling them to remove their signs and that one post, or we will remove them. You know, because we got to start enforcing our property rights.
And he probably cemented it in.
No, we can remove it.
Yeah, we can uncement it.
And I just wanted to make everybody aware of the letter because I'm sending it back on behalf of the board.
He did put one in because...
So before I do that, I wanted everybody to have a chance to see it and say yes or no.
Because at one time, we were going to put up signs, our signs, that one, and he was going to buy posts and put up signs, and I had the post, I had the signs, and I gave him a bag of cement.
What I will tell him, though, is that they have to be outside of the association property if he wants to put any up.
So in the middle of his horse corral.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yep.
But they were the signs that were legal.
They still have the cameras there?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's got cameras all over the place over there.
It's a regular movie.
They're both so busy watching each other.
Yeah.
That's all they have to do, I guess.
I don't understand it.
I don't either.
But... anyway, if that's what we want to do, I can send a letter. I mean, it would have more effect if Linford sent it, but there's no reason for us to spend the money to do that. We can send a letter first.
Send the letter first. Yeah, I would involve him only as the last.
I would on that one.
As the last resort.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I can put together a letter that just says remove the signs and the post. If you want to reinstall them, they've got to be outside of association property.
Out of our easements.
And then if this letter looks okay to everybody, I'll send it to Desi and let them, so they know how to contact us and that we'll take care of whatever needs to be taken care of.
Motion on that?
We should. We also are going to have to start dealing with cutting way. When we go to grade roads, we can't grade half of cutting way because that's their house. There's two trailers and a whole bunch of trucks, a big water tank. All that is right in the cul-de-sac. They've moved into the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, before they were not in the cul-de-sac. Now they are.
Oh, they've taken up the whole cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
And so we can't even grade cutting way. I mean, it's not an issue because nobody else uses it, but it's an issue because they're squatters at this point. They're on our property, not theirs.
Well, and there's other properties around there. They won't, you know...
One solution, if they own all the lots that abut cutting way, is we can sell them cutting way.
It
takes an act of our members, but we can sell them cutting way. Then we don't have to maintain it anymore.
We have to find out who owns the other.
We would have to check and make sure they own all the lots on cutting way. If they don't, then we don't.
Can we make a motion and get this out of the way first?
Sure. If you want to make that motion, that's fine.
I think I can. I make a motion that we let Randy
move
to send the letter that is written
to Desi and Desi.
Yeah, to Desi and Desi. So let's, and then that one.
Anybody want to second it?
I did.
Oh, okay. Didn't hear you. Sorry.
I like
any opposed?
We used our watermark.
Oh, yeah.
I do, too. That's neat.
That was under number 10, right?
Yep, that's on 10.
On the future agenda, can we put down cut in way?
It's on this agenda. So,
on this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have to take any action on that right at the moment. Has everybody had a chance to look at the pictures of bird health? And then I'll change them and give you a picture of cutting way.
Yeah, it's been up there.
It's been up there long enough, everybody.
Yeah.
Not me. I don't have eyes in the back of my head.
Oh, you don't.
Wait
no.
a minute.
Joan hasn't seen them all.
That's where he's putting the rocks out in the road.
Yeah, and those.
And I moved them back, and of course they moved right back all by themselves.
So now they're gone, right?
That's the dip after I filled it in the last time.
Okay.
So it's not too bad right now. There's still a dip there. Of course, with this rain, it's going to be a muddy mess. So
right.
Once the rain stops, middle of next week, I'll go out there and put some more material down.
So that's where you move the rocks. They're gone.
Right. Yeah, the rocks on.
It's
let's see.
Out. Oh my goodness. Did get anything done today?
Not over here. I'm like,
oh. I bet the Pine Canyon Creek is running like
crazy. My car and the water line were both outside.
Let's see here. Yeah, there's where I kind of violently moved those rocks. They're not piled up any longer.
I have to take the Jeep. If we go somewhere.
And they're all
there. Yeah.
Now, the rocks on this side, they were out to the post. That's where we left them because that post is actually only about a foot or so off of our property line.
Yeah.
The rest of that land is not ours.
And gave us legal width driveway.
We put it about 20 foot across, which is what it's supposed to be.
And that property over there is not in track 3312, right?
Everything past these signs is outside.
But what about
both sides of the road?
Both sides are. That's the other one's Kathy's.
Yeah.
Kathy Dayton. I don't know her.
But these rocks here, when we were done up there, after we did the dip and we moved this sign used to be over about here, and we moved it over closer to the fence so that this road was 20 feet wide, and we piled the rocks up out to maybe about a foot past that
That's
sign.
That's a legal sign.
Now, they ended up being clear out here.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I pushed them back.
Yeah, we put that sign up.
Yeah.
Both of those.
But I pushed them back so they wouldn't be blocking the road anymore. And I don't know if they've made it back out there yet or not. Last time I drove through was about 2 days ago. They were still gone.
We no longer walk that way.
Yeah, I drive it every couple of days now. They know it.
Yeah.
Well, Bill and I used to have our walk up there, and we don't go there anymore.
One thing I want to point out.
Here's where they were piled up clear out here.
Yeah.
And like I said, I moved them back to about there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And actually, I moved them back to about here. This pile that I went through 2 days ago was gone. So I think maybe they're getting the message. I don't know.
What,
I'd
Bill?
Like to point out that I live a quarter mile from there, and I heard all the verbal abuse that Randy was taking. It was unbelievable how he was spoken to.
Well, I'm sure it was not
so quiet. If it was anybody but Randy, it would have been an escalating situation.
He spoke that way to a sheriff off.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't need to take that abuse when he works on our roads.
No.
Okay, let's see. Where was it? Cutting way. Where did I put that picture?
None of them look like cutting way to me.
Hopefully I put it in here.
Yeah, the light goes right on it.
Yeah, but when I put, I can see it that way. I can see the pictures, I just can't. Reading the settings because of the...
This is not as easy as sitting on a computer. Try that one. There we go.
There you go. Cut it.
Yep, there it is. This is just a Google Maps picture. Someday.
Well, things work slow out here.
Yes, they do.
We're retired and we just take things easy. I used to take things easy.
Nice picture.
My computers are getting old.
That looks like the ones I take.
They're slow.
Me too, Bill.
Go get me some coffee.
There it is. There's our call stack.
Oh my.
Is this a drone?
This is Google Earth.
It's a lot more than there used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they have entirely taken over
Yeah.
Now, they've got two trailers, water tank, cars, trucks.
The whole bottom side is not there.
That looks like a boat.
Oh, they had
bottom side is not their property.
I don't know exactly where the property lines go, but I would assume that they are probably out of
the map.
You know, they're out of ways. I would, you know, typically.
Do you have your map?
No. We would actually have to go up there and find the markers in the road.
Lots numbers, those.
And then we can measure out from there.
He owns 152.
That is property 52. And if they have everything there, they have 52, 53, 54, 55.
Oh, maybe it's 50.
And that's what they're claiming is their property. And they only have 55. Which is on the northern quarter quadrant of the cul-de-sac.
Do they really have those properties?
No, they don't. That's what he's saying.
They only have one.
I'm going to get some.
Let me see. Yeah.
So they're on the other one, but they're taking over them.
They have 52, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
You know, they have some of these.
Oh, they have all of them?
They don't own all of them.
No. No, they don't have all of them.
Yep.
But that is a lot number.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I said. They've taken over that entire cul-de-sac.
There so many years and nobody makes a complaint or anything, they get on the phone.
Right, and I think they know that.
Yeah, so we are going to have to send them legal notice.
And we're going to have to let the people that own 52...
And we've got a good excuse. We're going to be...
Grading.
We're going to grade roads.
That
we need you to get
difference.
All your stuff out of the road.
It didn't make any difference when the last board notified.
We will remove the stuff.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we won't remove it. We're going to. That's going to be our next agenda item. So as soon as Joan gets her coffee, we'll go on to that one.
We need to find out who the other owners are and what lot they actually own. I don't even know their name.
What lot did you say they own? You don't know.
While we're still on 10, do you guys want me to write a letter and send it to Angel and Fran telling them to move their sign?
Didn't we?
No, what we did was to send the letter to Desi.
Oh, okay.
We need to cover our ass.
Yeah.
And say in response to the legal letter from Desi. We have a request in that area.
Well, I won't even bother to tell them about Desi. I would just tell them that the signs are on our property and they need to be removed.
They don't have to be involved with Desi and Desi.
Randy, it can be never ending fight.
Oh, I know. Yeah, well, I've got some solutions to it we're going to get to next.
Oh.
So, do you guys want me to send a letter?
Yes.
Okay, is that a motion?
That's a motion.
Who wants to second it?
Did you first it or am I?
Rita said it.
Okay, I'll second.
Okay. Any opposed? Okay. That's taken care of. So we're to 11. Discussion and possible action adopting exclusive use rule. Again, rules.
Damn.
And we keep coming up with rules because we keep having problems. This rule I wrote specifically to address these two problems, plus it'll address any others that come up in the future. And this is a rule prohibiting exclusive use of common areas and other association assets. And the first thing I did here was to cite the civil code, the definition of common area, and the prohibition against exclusive use of common areas by members of the association, because it's against the law, and we're the ones responsible. So this basically explains that people cannot use our property exclusively without the affirmative vote of the members. And the affirmative vote takes like 67%, which will never happen.
No.
So anyway...
I'm trying to figure out what they would use exclusive use for.
Well, you put up a sign. That's exclusive use of association property.
Oh, okay.
You park a trailer in the road. That's exclusive use of association property. Nobody else can use it now.
Like a permanent...
Any structure that's on our property is exclusive use.
So that guy that's got his...
Blocking a road. That's exclusive use.
This guy's got a trailer in lot one.
What?
He's doing some land work. and he's got a trailer out that had brought in a cat or something.
Right.
And it's, I don't know where our property starts, but it's on this side of Sunview.
It's in the road, but again...
But he's not bothering anybody.
And that's covered in my rule here.
Oh.
to ensure the ability of the association to provide use of common areas to all members, the following rules shall apply. Structures. No structures, either above or below grade, may be erected in common areas without written permission of the association. Structures include, but are not limited to, fences, sheds, buildings, gates, signs, sidewalks, driveways, curbs, gutters, culverts, poles, any other object of a permanent nature. So you can't put anything in the roadway or on our roads because that's our property. Not unless you have written permission of the association. Parking and storage. No parking of vehicles or equipment or storage of materials are allowed in common areas without written permission of the association with the following exceptions. Vehicles registered and insured for highway use may be parked on designated roads outside of the improved and/or surfaced area, traveled portion in such a manner as not to impede the normal flow of traffic or create a hazard to pedestrians or vehicular traffic for a period not to exceed 72 hours. So they can park up there with the trailer like that for 72 hours.
Yeah. They've already overdone
that.
They have, but everybody does. They're still working on that.
Construction-related equipment and materials may be stored on designated roads outside of the improved and/or surfaced traveled portion in such a manner as not to impede normal flow of traffic or create a hazard to pedestrians or vehicular traffic for a period not to exceed 72 hours. So the same thing, if they need to park a storage bin or something like that, as long as it's no more than 72 hours. What I meant to put in here was that, well, it is covered up above. If you're going to be in there longer than that, you need written permission of the association.
Yeah.
So you just need to say, we're going to be there for 5 days. Okay.
Well, he didn't know how long he's going to be because of the rains. He didn't go so far.
Yeah.
Well,
this gives us the ability to say, you've been there longer than 72 hours, move it or ask for permission.
Do we know what lot they own?
Which one? Who? Oh, we'd have to look it up.
Okay.
Then here's where it'll help us with this. Violations. Members violating the above rules may be subject to a penalty assessment of up to $100 per occurrence and shall be an assessment upon the offending member's separate interest and may be a lien against such separate interest. Each 24-hour period shall constitute a separate violation. So if they refuse to move the trailers, it's $100 a day until they're moved. And that becomes an assessment against their land.
Okay.
And we put a lien on it just like the rest of their assessments.
Mm-hmm. On all three of their lots?
I guess we could. We could put it on each one of them. But we simply hit them with a $100 per day assessment.
I don't know which lot is theirs.
He owns 52, 53, and 54.
Okay, so they have three.
On the left-hand side as you go in.
Where's your map?
But again, that's what we've...
So most of those, that trailer...
He owns three at the end, 53, 54, and 55.
Okay, you said 52.
Oh, okay, it's 53, 54, and 55, which are the three at the end.
And I don't see any reason why we couldn't put the lien on all three of them. They only owe the $1 amount, but you can put the lien on all of them.
This one.
Until it's paid. But anyway, if somebody were to refuse to move their stuff, then we start assessing a $100 a day penalty. And that way it's going to get moved, or we're going to move them out completely by taking their land.
No. We're going to write them a letter, right?
Yeah.
We will have to. Now, the first thing, when we adopt a rule, we can't enforce it until we mail it to all the members and give them 30 days to repeal it.
Well, it should go with the newsletter then.
Along with the rest of the rules that we have adopted so far. All those need to be given out to the members as notice. And then we wait 30 days, and if none of them have complained to us that they want them rescinded, and actually they have to do a petition. So if none of them have given us a petition in that 30 days, then the rules become effective. But especially one like this, because this affects them directly.
He may be on his own property if he's not out into the...
But they're in the road.
They're in.
That's just it.
Well,
now to say for sure,
because their property goes like
we have to go up there and dig it up and find the marker in the road, or pay a surveyor to come up here and tell us where that marker is, and then dig it up.
That may be one worth doing a survey on, actually.
And that way, when we that way we know what of their stuff is in the road and what isn't, and we start enforcing it. I can check and see what they would charge us to come up here and find that marker for us.
Yeah, because the end stuff looks like it's... Well,
no, it's not. It's in the road.
They don't actually have any land. I just have kind of, there's a road up there, but the land kind of drops off.
And that's
their
not
problem.
Our problem.
No, I understand that. I'm just trying to figure out
where they would put their
where
stuff.
Where they would put their
that's
stuff.
Well, and another way that we could get them out of there is turn them into code enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Because they obviously don't have sewer up there.
That's right.
Oh, probably don't have electric or water either.
They don't have to have electric, but they have to have sewer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Water road.
Well, they've got water. They're hauling it, which is against the law, too.
Well, you got to have a pressurized water to be sanitary.
I don't like turning people into to code enforcement, but that is another avenue that we could take.
I know somebody else that doesn't have water.
I asked them to come to a board meeting and discuss the situation up there.
Well, no, I think what we simply need to do is send them a letter telling them to move
it. We'd like corrections made, and we'd like to work with the homeowner.
And you never say it's not going to do any good.
Yeah. No, but again, we'll give them a short time frame, and at that point, if I'm up there getting a surveyor to mark it, they'll know that we're not going to
mess around with it.
Let it go. Yeah. And again, if we get no response, I think the first step is we send them a letter telling them to remove everything from association property. We're not going to get a response. You know, we'll give them 10 days or 15 days, and we'll get no response. At that point, I think, we do turn them into the county, and we get the surveyor out there, mark it, and we mark out our radius on the end of that cul-de-sac so we know where our property lines are, and we start assessing them. After the 30 days for this is up, then we start assessing them $100 a day.
Which means we're probably going to have to go to court.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll be money in our pocket.
Well, it means we put a lien on their property.
You know how much liens cost?
if we get our money,
that has to be a president,
I can just add to my property.
Yeah, if this rule looks okay, then we need a motion to adopt it, and then we'll publish it.
Yeah.
I make a motion. We adopt the exclusive use rule.
I'll second.
Any opposed?
I have a question, though. If we go after these guys because they don't have that,
that guy
up there on top of the hill.
Eventually, we're going to have to.
Because he's.
But he's not in our road.
No, he's on his own property.
Right.
But he doesn't have.
No.
The electricity he has comes from his car. He doesn't have water.
He has a generator, is what he told my husband.
He what?
He said he has a generator.
Well, he might have now, but he used to use his car.
That's what he said, because when he had the house, he built that house.
No, there's no house. He's got a
travel trailer. There's a guy up there.
Well, that's up behind us.
Dave.
No, this is another one.
Oh, that's another one.
Yeah. But again, that one doesn't affect us.
It doesn't really affect us.
It doesn't affect our property rights.
Except it doesn't have sewer.
Right.
That's the only thing. But he takes care of everything. He's very neat. And I think he does holes dug, doesn't he?
He probably empties his holding tank into one of those portable tanks and hauls it off, I hope.
Or buries it. Which goes down into our water table.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, maybe he has it.
Well, so the septic tanks.
I know.
Yeah.
So, okay.
But at least they kind of leech.
I don't want to bother him.
No, but what it does bring up.
Would that just apply to those people that are getting into the way of property?
Once we're aware of encroachments, though, we are going to have to go.
We can't
be selective.
No.
Anybody that's encroaching, once we're aware of it, then we have to start dealing with it.
This guy was out water or what? The one you were just talking about. Is not our problem.
Right.
He doesn't stay all the time, and he only comes up like once in a while. Well, he's up there quite a bit.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really live there.
Yeah, but that's not our problem either. He can live there however long he wants to.
Well, that gets us to 12.
Are we keeping
you up?
He doesn't sleep.
12 is discussion, possible action to adopt logo, direct printing of logos. And it also brings up, we talked about business cards before, too.
Yeah.
I was going to make a sample business card, but I didn't get time to do that.
That's a big business card.
No, this is our logo. This is an example of a logo, anyway. This is what I threw together.
I like it.
I like it.
And figured we could make a few of these to put on magnets for car doors.
So
identifies who we are and what we're doing.
We should have them for the road crew. Whatever vehicles go on the road.
But we can have that made up, you know, about 12 or 14 inches, whatever fits on their
magnetic
material.
And we just put it on them.
What I did for the water district ones is they're on a white reflective background, then with black lettering on them, because just two colors is the cheaper way to go.
Yeah.
It makes them reflective so you can see them at night. You can't really read them at night, but at least you can see it's there.
That's all you got to do is see them.
Yeah.
You don't want anybody hitting you.
But
yeah, that's a good idea.
I didn't get too fancy with it. I didn't add a bunch of stuff to it.
No,
I kept it plain and simple.
That's the best.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, plain and simple.
So if that's what everybody likes, then we can adopt that as our logo, and we can have some printed.
I make a motion we adopt it.
I second it.
I think when I did it before, when I did the ones for the water district, we did like 10 of them, and I don't remember what the cost was, but it wasn't terrible.
I'll go by the guy that did our other signs.
Okay.
All right, who motioned first?
Pat. I did it.
Seconded by Rita.
Yeah.
Any opposed? Okay, we have a new logo.
As far as
stationery,
we approved the background, the watermark
right.
and stuff for stationery. Now we can also add the logo up in the corner if we want. I was thinking for business cards, putting the logo up in one corner or something, along with our.
No, what I meant is, are we going to print up some letterhead? Because I don't have it on my computer.
Ah, I'll send you letterhead.
Okay.
Yes, you need the letterhead.
Yes.
With the water logo.
I don't know why I didn't think of that.
She did a great job.
Yes, she did.
Yes, I'll send you the letterhead that I've already got made.
Okay.
Let me see if I can convert it into something you can use. Because it's in Word. I have it as a Word template.
Some of yours I can open and work with. Others, I don't understand what the problem is. But
yeah. I'll send it to you and I'll try and convert it into open document text.
Yeah.
See if that works.
While we're talking about having signs made up, I know this isn't on there, but we talked about in the past putting stop signs up. I think we ought to start doing some stop signs, like 2 a month or 2 every 3 months or something like that.
I'll wait till after the snow.
Well, no. I don't mean put it up.
Who
now.
Drives that little white boxy looking truck that lives over by
Randy?
I don't know.
I don't.
Because he waves at me every time he runs a stop sign.
Oh, really?
I don't know if he's being friendly or being snarky.
Yeah.
Probably snarky.
On the logo, is there any reason for us to have a track number on there?
Nah. We don't have to.
Okay.
It's Mountain Valley Association.
Yeah.
I just don't have that.
Yeah.
But anyway, if I'm going to make up signs, I don't know if I should have some, have a couple made up while I'm at it instead of doing it.
Well, actually, what we probably need to do is look and see. I'm sure there's somebody that's already got pre-made stop signs that we can buy, rather than have them made each time.
I'll bet they do.
Oh, yeah. Because, everybody in the country has to have stop signs,
it's
pretty universal.
Must have them, yeah.
We can probably get them made fairly cheap, we can probably buy ready-made ones fairly cheap.
Yeah.
I'll look into that.
I think they're...
Because we need to get a supply of them.
Yeah. So do you want me to go to that guy and see if he can make
Yeah, how many do we think we want to start with? Maybe 6?
Probably.
That'd be 3 vehicles worth?
6.
We only need
or 10. Their setup is the most, they...
I say we go with 10 and just, if we don't need them,
we don't have to put them all on. They last.
Well, there's 5 board members, so it's 2 apiece. Could we side of the car?
Yeah, but you don't need them on everybody's vehicle.
No, mainly I think you need them when you're out working.
Yeah,
right.
It needs to, stay in a spot and give them to whoever's working out.
Like Bill and
Marcus.
Carl probably have a couple of them to pass out when people are going to be out there working.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, 10 of them would probably be pretty good. I don't know how much of that magnet I've got as far as how many. I know we can put a couple of them on it. I may have to order another sheet to put more, but... We can make them up.
It doesn't come with magnet?
No, you have to pay more for magnetized ones. I bought a whole sheet of the magnet, rubber magnet.
Yeah, but how do you cut it out?
with scissors.
Yeah.
Just you stick those on and then run around it with scissors.
Oh, it's really that easy to cut?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I never bought any magnet.
Yeah, I got a sheet of it.
Oh, okay.
I only used enough for two of them for the water district so far.
I'm sorry. I just never bought.
Oh, no, it's easy.
Yeah, it's
a real magnet.
Yeah, it's real thin. And
what do you do? Get them at a hobby shop or something?
Well, I got mine at a hobby shop.
It's on the side of the refrigerator probably, if you want to look at it. That's because that lets it flatten out. I needed something big to flatten
Mike has one that's on the side of our refrigerator.
I've just never done that.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, yeah, if you want to get 10 of those made, that'd be great.
Okay.
All right, that brings us to the fun. Delinquent assessments.
Oh my God.
We've got two choices. We can either start hammering all this out right now, or we can table it to the 9th, where we had a meeting scheduled anyway, and make that one an executive session and do nothing but deciding on what we want to foreclose on.
Let's do this.
So it depends on how much longer you guys want to stay today. It's up to you guys. Either way, I'm fine.
I would like to table it.
So 13, 14, and 15 would be tabled?
Yep. Basically the executive session, and what I'll do is I'll put an agenda, and which keeps us from having to cancel the next meeting anyway. It's already scheduled, and we'll just make it an executive session. We'll deal with the... we'll adjourn to executive session. We'll go over all the foreclosures, decide on which ones.
Well, if nobody else is here, we don't have to adjourn.
It's an open meeting, so anybody can show up. And we adjourn to closed session, and then when we're done, we come back to open session and announce what we did. If nobody's here, then we'll announce it again at the next meeting. Okay. So that way everybody knows what's going on. But that's again, we can do it right now. I've got a whole stack of information for us. Because I went through and found all the lots and what they owe on taxes and all that so that we can make an informed decision on which ones we want to spend the money to do a foreclosure.
That's going to be a really long session.
We're going to be 2 or 3 hours going through this stuff.
So those are taxes that haven't been paid?
Correct. This is the basic information on the property. Who owns it? What their address is?
But
what's on it?
Are they current? I mean, as far as addresses.
Well, this is the most current address the county has.
Which
is the same address we have.
Right. Yeah.
No, that doesn't give us any more information.
I make a motion we table it until next weekend.
I second.
Next week.
Okay.
I'll probably get free food and coffee.
Yeah, who's going to bring the lunch if it's going to last 3 hours?
But the biggest thing that's in here is all their tax bills, and whether they're current or if they're in default.
If we have to go through that big of a step.
Because we got to be careful, we might foreclose on something that we would have to spend $10,000 on.
Yeah, yeah.
We're better off letting it go through tax sale first.
Yeah. If we have a lien on it, because then we can recoup our...
Right.
Yeah, recoup, yeah.
And that's another thing we'll have to look at, make sure that our liens are current on the ones that are coming up for tax sale. So we'll go through those.
Well, we probably should get busy. And
we're going to have to do those liens on them. To make sure that they're current.
There's
liens, on them.
But they're not for last year.
Right.
And we didn't do that 2018s.
And at $75 a piece, we're going to have to really... That's why we're going to have to cut it now. We've got to fix the problem and get people paying, or we've got to foreclose, because we can't afford to put liens on half the lots every year.
Yeah.
At $75 a piece.
No, that's...
I mean, that'll break us.
Yeah.
Well, on some of the biggest past due, you know, we put on a note on the bottom of the letter or their itemized statement that, you know, if you'll pay X amount, we'll waive the rest of the stuff.
Yeah.
Haven't heard from any of them.
No. Just the ones that didn't owe very much.
Right.
Well, and a lot of these, I think they're just going to let them go to sale.
They probably don't even want the lot.
They probably did.
Well, I know 57 and 58 is actually... online for sale. He's never put a sign or anything.
If we lean against somebody, I think a person who lives in this tract and doesn't pay their dues should be lean.
Yeah, most of them don't live here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
a
absentee.
Story. But
yeah.
If you live in the tract, taking advantage every day of what we have, then you need to be wrapped.
Yeah, my house cleaned real good today.
It's not right.
I'm going to read.
Right.
No. I'm going to set my Kindle at huge. Oh, I gotcha.
Okay, so 16 we don't need to take any action on because that was to cancel the next meeting.
Yeah.
And no action now because it'll still be there. It's just going to be an executive session to deal with the foreclosures. Do we have any requests for future agenda items?
Did we get the business cards?
We haven't done anything with them yet. I'll make up a sample. Now that we've got a logo, I'll make a business card template.
Yeah, if we're going to do it at WITS, I have to go to WITS next week to pick up.
I'll probably mail. We'll probably do them online with somebody that does them cheaper.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as you all know how to use it online. I don't.
I just make them up myself. You know,
well, it's time for you to learn.
No, I don't want to learn. Do it online.
Well, that's another option, too. We can print our own business cards.
Yeah, I just make them up.
The only problem is the ink doesn't stay on them as long.
Right.
It wears off real fast.
Yeah.
So we'll probably, but I can find somebody that will do them cheap.
Okay.
But we just need to get them into a format they can do them from.
Yeah, because if you get them where you're going to put your own name, and you can get like 5,000 of them. Mm-hmm. How many would they have for $10 online?
Yeah.
That's you can't buy anything around here for that.
Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Phew. Now I got to go home and read all that stuff.
All right. That was fun.
Really?
Wasn't it?
Yeah,
really?
A lot of fun.